Good morning. High pressure settling in overhead allowed the wind to relax overnight. That, combined with a clear sky, produced cold temperatures, with most locations opening up in the teens and single digits across interior New York and New England. That same high pressure will produce more sunshine today, but with less wind, it'll be more comfortable, and temperatures will slowly climb out of the teens and 20s, and afternoon highs will make it into the middle and upper 30s on average. As that high departs off the eastern seaboard during the day on Thursday, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds. It'll remain dry through the afternoon and early evening hours, and milder air will flow in with a developing south to southeast wind, and high temperatures will push into the lower and middle 40s. A developing storm in the lower Mississippi Valley will pull in a bunch of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico and Atlantic Ocean. The wind will increase out of the south-southeast on Thursday night, transporting that moisture our way. And with temperatures remaining on the mild side, rain is likely to move in overnight Thursday night. The rain will become steady, perhaps even heavy at times, into the early part of the day on Friday. And on Friday afternoon, we'll have cloudy skies, breezy conditions, and more rain as temperatures reach into the lower and middle 50s. The system will push through during the evening on Friday night, and colder air will start to gradually move in during the early part of the day on Saturday. Behind the system, less moisture. Still, though, the chance of a few leftover rain and snow showers. Saturday's highs will be in the first part of the day in the mid-40s, then temperatures will drop back through the 40s and into the 30s during the afternoon with that gusty northwest breeze. We'll be left with drier weather with a new area of high pressure building in on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds back into the 30s. A weak disturbance will head our way on Monday, a moisture-starved system, though, with a few snow showers, highs in the mid-30s, and right now on Christmas Day, it looks dry with a mix of sun and clouds staying in the middle 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front currently moving through the west will propagate eastward. Rain and snow showers will accompany it to the upper Midwest today, and some light freezing rain is also possible. Meanwhile, an upper-level trough is forecast to move through the plains, and low-pressure systems will develop and track along with it. This will cause increasing rain and thunderstorm chances for the southern and eastern United States. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected to form in the southern plains, moving into the lower Mississippi Valley and southeast today. By tonight and tomorrow, the rain will spread north and east into the Tennessee and Ohio valleys and mid-Atlantic region. Rain totals will generally be under an inch, with locally higher amounts in the southern plains, lower Mississippi Valley, and Tennessee Valley. However, Florida and the coastal sections of Georgia and the Carolinas are expecting heavier rain, so there is a slight risk of excessive rainfall and some localized flooding in place for tomorrow. There's also a slight risk for severe thunderstorms for portions of Florida tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 9 degrees, with a northwest wind at 67, gusting to 72 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 17 degrees, the dew point 11, 77% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 30.15 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 78 degrees at Hollywood and West Kendall Tamiami Airport in Florida to a low of 9 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny in the lower 40s, Boston, sunny in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 30 degrees, the low 20, the average temperature 25, that's 3 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, still 2.6 inches of snow for the month, which is 4.4 inches below normal, and 13 inches for the season, which is 2.9 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low 20, the record high 54 set in 1895, and the record low 13 below zero in 1973 and in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 7:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:23 p.m. 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight. No change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny with less wind today and highs in the lower to mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny with less wind today and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny with less wind today and highs right around 40. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny with less wind today and highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny with less wind today and highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, lower to mid-40s. Rain moving in on Thursday night, cloudy with more rain on Friday, perhaps some heavier bursts. Breezy and mild, lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and turning cooler Saturday with rain and snow showers, temperatures falling through the 40s and back into the 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-30s on Sunday. A few snow showers in the mid-30s on Monday. And a mix of sun and clouds on Christmas Day with highs in the mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.